Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. The FBI and Fairbanks International Airport Police are investigating two bomb threats called into the airport Wednesday night. The terminal was evacuated for a little more than an hour, but no bomb was found and no one was injured. Two Alaska Airlines flights were delayed. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Airport spokeswoman Sammy Loud says the terminal was evacuated just after 9 Wednesday evening after a dispatcher with the Airport Communications Center got the first of two phoned-in bomb threats.
We received the threat at 9:04 p.m. and the terminal was reopened and operational after an extensive sweep at 10:14 p.m.
Loud says the dispatcher got a second threat 2 minutes after the first. By then, authorities had begun to evacuate the nearly 200 people in the terminal and launched a search for a bomb with help from Fort Wainwright's Explosive Ordnance Unit. Alaska State Troopers helped airport police handle traffic during the evacuation, which ended after no bomb was found. Loud says due to an ongoing investigation, she could not talk much about what the caller said, except to say the caller did not indicate that the bomb was targeted at anyone or any specific airline or agency at the airport.
I can say that it wasn't directed at any particular person in the terminal. It was directed at the building itself.
Loud says the evacuation delayed an inbound Alaska Airlines flight for about 15 minutes and that the aircraft was parked on the south cargo apron away from the terminal while the evacuation and sweep were in progress. She says an outbound Alaska Airlines flight was delayed by about 30 minutes. Loud says she believes this is Fairbanks International's first bomb threat, or at least neither she nor her boss could recall the airport receiving any such threat over the previous decade. She says authorities have not increased the level of security at the airport as a result of the incident, and she says the FBI is helping airport police with the investigation. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
A new state office is aimed at reducing crime and saving money. The pretrial division, stipulated last year by the criminal justice reform bill passed by the Alaska legislature, will assist people jailed who have not yet gone to trial. In Fairbanks Wednesday, pretrial director Jerry Fox explain the division's mission, emphasizing that currently in Alaska, more than 60% of people charged with a crime spend nearly 2 months in jail before trial.
By that point, you've lost your job, you've lost your house, you may have lost your relationships, right? Your ID is now somewhere in a storage unit or gone altogether. So we release a person who was probably eligible to release anyway. They were just trying to come up with money, and now they come out in a worse situation. What we find out is that increases your risk to do more bad things.
Fox says division officers in Fairbanks and Anchorage will instead allow eligible nonviolent individuals to get out of jail under the supervision of pretrial officers.
Have an appointment, maybe have a drug or alcohol test. And the reason we do it by appointment is because the last thing we want to do is have people congregating together who are struggling, right? So we keep those individuals, let's keep them separate. Let's keep them in pro-social settings. Let's have positive interactions and make sure that the community has some degree of confidence that they're being monitored.
Alaska Department of Corrections Commissioner Dean Williams says, though new to Alaska, the system has proven effective in other states.
The biggest growth in our prison population in the state, like most other states in the nation, has been in this pretrial population. So if you do this right, which every other state who's had a similar model, you get two major results. One, you get better results in terms of safety and court appearances. And the second thing is you save money because you reduce your hard bed costs.
Rollout of the pretrial division comes as concerns mount about an increase in low-level crime due to reduced penalties implemented under criminal justice reform. Fairbanks Police Chief Eric Jukes says pretrial and post-conviction programs can help address the problem.
Cars being broken into, people trespassing in their buildings, those quality of life issues are a big deal to the citizens of Fairbanks. And so while we understand that we can't just simply throw people in jail forever, there has to be some consequence or alternative.
A new initiative called Bright Futures Fairbanks recently launched to help provide local students in need with food, clothing, and school supplies. A team of area professionals fanned out a few months ago into about half of the schools in Fairbanks and North Pole to determine the students' greatest needs. They spoke to principals, teachers, and counselors and have come to believe that if students have ample food, school supplies, and winter gear, they will be more successful at school. On Wednesday, they shared the results of their interviews and launched Bright Futures Fairbanks, which aims at having the community help to fulfill the needs of students and, in some cases, their families. The goal is to build a community network through the Bright Futures Fairbanks Facebook page to meet each student's needs within 24 hours. The students getting help will be referred by employees at the school where the students spend their days. The request for help might be sneakers in a particular size or packaged food for a school pantry. The students' identities will not be disclosed. Bright Futures is a national nonprofit group started by a school district superintendent who invented the community networking framework and is sharing it with other communities. Bright Futures was started in Joplin, Missouri, and has spread to 53 communities around the country. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Sam Friedman.